You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Friday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says cloudy for the next couple of days. Overnight, a chance of some light showers. Tomorrow and right through the weekend, partly cloudy. Daytime highs about 50. Cloudy with rain possible overnight. The overnight low temperatures around 40 degrees, at least until Tuesday. Topping Friday's local news, yesterday police responded to a reported burglary in progress at Main and Niagara Avenue. On arrival, police found a lock cut off of a gate to the front of the building and a door tampered with on the building, but didn't find anyone inside. What they did find was a man dressed all in black laying in the backyard of the building who refused to get up and refused requests to show officers his hands. Police said he appeared to have something in his waistband that he kept grabbing for, but after they forcefully took him into custody, no weapon was found. And charged in the case with obstructing governmental administration was Jamie Nez of Ontario Avenue. Police said their investigation into the call is continuing, and they added when officers pulled up, there were plenty of bystanders milling around, but police said they were less than cooperative and offered them no information into that burglary call. I'll have more news in a moment, but a reminder that this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. That's his number. That's how you get him to your house to fix any appliance you have for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Thing is, you never know when you're going to need him, so put the number in your cell phone. It's Chris Moore at 523-5911. And the local news is also brought to you by the two locally owned and operated drugstores in Niagara Falls that take the time to give you that personal touch. Find out what that's all about. They know you by name, they know what you're looking for, and they help you find it. And they're only too happy to answer questions or to deliver your prescriptions free of charge. It's the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Not like those big corporate drugstores, but locally owned and operated, and they show it. In other news, city police patrolling the area of 18th and Pierce Avenue yesterday noticed a man that they knew was wanted on a city warrant, that when they approached him, he began to run into an alley nearby. Officers gave chase and followed him until he ran into a house nearby. On entering that house, police found that suspect hiding in an upper bedroom and took him into custody. He was identified as Carmen Mazzillo of Linwood Avenue, who was wanted for bail jumping. Police then transported him to the station for arraignment on the charge and an additional charge of resisting arrest in the case. A resident in Wheatfield reported to sheriff deputies that their Masonic priceless ring was missing that they had in their house and was made of gold, silver, and multiple diamonds. No actual value was given, but they said it turned up missing after some workers had done some renovations at the house. Deputies found no forced entry and say their investigation into that missing ring is continuing. Another theft reported at the Gap store on the Fashion Outlet Malls on Military Road. Tononagra police say two males and a female entered the store, and while they walked around, one began removing security tags from garments. The other two picked them up and started concealing them. The three then bolted from the store when approached by a clerk. Authorities said over $600 worth of merchandise was stolen. Town police are going over video from the mall and are investigating the theft, but they say at least one person involved in that theft was known by store employees due to previous shoplifting attempts, and an arrest warrant for him is expected. Just before midnight on Thursday, the Niagara County Sheriff's Department received a report of a garage fire at 8432 Chapman Road in Heartland. Deputies said when they arrived, they confirmed it was a working structure fire and checked to make sure that all occupants were out of the area and safe. That fire began quickly spreading from the attached garage to the rest of the house. A number of area fire companies brought the fire under control, and there were no injuries reported. Now the county fire investigators are searching for the cause. And as many times as we warn you, this always seems to happen. Some poor, unsuspecting, vulnerable grandmother gets taken in by a phony phone call claiming that a relative needs help. Well, this area grandma got a call from someone she said sounded just like her grandson. He claimed he was in an accident, had a broken nose, and was arrested and needed bail money. Then another person came on the phone claiming to be a police officer, saying that her grandson had struck a pregnant woman with his car, was arrested, and now needs bail money to get out. Then a third party came on the phone and claimed to be a lawyer, offering to pick up the money from her to get her grandson released. He also went on to explain to her that her grandson couldn't talk to her anymore on the phone because of his broken nose, but he offered to come and pick up that bail money. Well, that victim gathered up the cash, and that so-called lawyer came over to the house to pick up the money right away, only later for her to find out that she was the victim of the old call, have someone who sounds like the person you say is in custody, talk for a really short time, then put someone else on the phone asking for the money. Authorities say these brazen thieves sometimes use a computer program to actually copy the voice of the person that they say is in trouble. And because of that computer program, the person called honestly thinks they're talking to their relative. In this case, the unsuspecting grandmother turned $12,000 over to the scammers. Now sheriff investigators are looking for those thieves. And as we told you before, if you can, please notify anyone who might be susceptible to this type of theft. Tell them not to turn any money over to anyone you don't know. And if someone calls you and says they're arrested and needs bail money, even if you think you recognize the voice, call them by phone yourself and see if they're okay. Because in a lot of cases, they will be. And second, don't give any personal information to the callers and immediately hang up and call 911. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. Links of Niagara, where you could practice your golf game on the same simulators that the pros use. They're in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. And with rain in the next couple of days, you can get in shape before you get out on the golf course without stepping in any mud or water. For details, visit the links online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking our local news tab on the site after refreshing your browser. And by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook. Just enter niagararadio.net in the search bar. And remember, at night and over the weekend, if major news should break out, we'll break it and report it here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.